This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Avos Perek Dalid Mishnah Chof Zayin. Remei Roimen. Al Tistakel B'Kankan. Don't look in the Kankan. Kankan is the jug. Don't look about the jug, the bottle. Ela B'Masha Yesh, but look inside, what's inside the bottle. What's inside the jug? Is Kankan Chodosh. Sometimes a very new bottle. Mole Yoshan, but a lot of old wine in it. Meaning, by wine, obviously, the older it is, the better. The more ancient it is, the more tasty, the more better, the more chosh of a wine it is. Yain Yoshan. You know, it's a very, very chosh of a zach. So you see a new bottle, you might think, that what's going on? This looks like a very, very recent production of the wine, and therefore the wine is not as tasty. But no, the Mishnah tells us yesh kankan chodosh. Sometimes a new bottle mole yoshan filled with old wine. The yoshan. Sometimes you have an old bottle. Shafilu chodosh in boy. That sometimes you have an old wine. That even chodesh ein bo, even new wine is not in it. I mean, it's even newer than we thought. And that is, as the Rav tells us, al tistagel b'kankan Rebbe Polag ad Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. He's arguing we had learned about Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. Because he said before that we have youngsters should really learn from elders because the youngsters don't have the same knowledge, the same maturity and the same serenity. So we say, the baby argues, sometimes you have a new bow, you have sometimes also a younger Shashiva, a young Tabit Chacham. He's not so old, but he's very matured, he's very worked himself out. And therefore, his svaras are not just whippersnappers. Svaras, not svaras are just coming, you know, without real deep thought. No, he's worked himself out very well, and he has ketamas kenim, says the Rav. V'yesh chenim, and sometimes elders, p'chusim b'mayas ha-chochma, that their takanan is big. They don't even have a tamah yochadosh in them. Min ha-yiladim. They're even less. You have sometimes elders who never were able to work themselves out, and never were able to get to a nice madrega, and therefore so you have a yoshan, an old bottle, but you don't even have chodesh. They're not even equal to a youngster, and that is the last message that Ramea wants to get across: that you can't judge by the look of the person. Not like we had before that dafka old the elders are better than the youngsters. Ramea says that it all depends, obviously, on how much knowledge he truly has, how big of a tabrain, well-mannered, well-kept a kam chacham is he, you know, and you really have to judge each case, lefi that case, and you can't make judgment just from the outer appearance. You really have to know the person, the kam chacham, well, and know his ability well, and therefore Ramea says, there's very, 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 very common, or at least it could be common, that you can have very young people that attack a truly emissar, tamrechom, emissar, manhigin, and that is the lesson of Reb Meir.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.